$11,585. And that is Sussex Lumber Laying Company, LLC.
I think the applicant addressed the standards. And I can sympathize and with the neighbor's situation.
But that's not our issue.
But yeah, their opposition was didn't regard the variance request. It's a separate issue and problem, and if they were putting an impermeable structure on top of non-impermeable property, then that one might be different.
Right.
But it's pavement. Mm-hmm. And they're going to put a roof on pavement, so I don't see any difference.
I really don't. And it's going to be going away from it, as he was saying.
Right.
I had no problem with it.
And it's a building over where he's already storing dirt.
Lumber, right. Yeah. Right, which the lumber itself is impermeable to some degree. Of course, typically you store lumber up off the ground, but the ground's pavement. It's impermeable.
How do you feel?
I have no problem with it.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm okay.
I have no either. Mr. Mills?
I'm good with it.
And then we're open for a motion then.
Unless you all going to do it, let me get my sheet.
Okay.
Let me get my cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet. Right in front.
Well, it was. Oh, right here. Hello.
It is. Totally.
It is. Right, isn't it?
Getting late.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown uniqueness because the state, I guess, keeps taking property away from them. And if they hadn't done that, they wouldn't need a variance. So I think that the request is necessary because of that, and otherwise can't be developed in strict conformity. And I also think because of that situation, it's not the hardship hasn't been created by the applicant. I don't feel that it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood because of previously discussed where the opposition would argue that the runoff would be detrimental to their public welfare or otherwise or impair the appropriate use of their property, but I don't believe that to be true simply because it's already an impermeable surface. I think what they're asking for is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,585.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,585. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated, so by a vote of 4-0. Case number 11,585 is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that is all of the business before us for this evening, unless the office. Madam Secretary, you have anything for us?
For informational purposes,
yes.
Janelle and I both spoke to the opposition and Mr. Revelle.
Yeah.
And told them both that they need to get together with the conservation district to try to resolve the drainage issue. There probably have to be easements. Maybe Deldot should even get involved because there may be a Deldot drainage issue in that location also. But we gave them a shot to work together.
They said
and they both knew they'd been.
They said most of the runoff came from 113, so.
Yeah.
Right. But I think maybe it came off of the cutoff to Dagbur, probably.
Right.
But maybe 113 or Mitchell Street, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, if there's nothing else before us, we're open for adjournment. Take it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.